Castle Castle.
Good evening, it's the Early Late Show, and you are with me, Stephen Castle. It's radio today, and as it is every Tuesday night. I'm feeling the days here. This holiday yesterday screwed me up. As it is, it's Castle Council time. And that means we are going to be talking either to ourselves, preferably not, or we're going to be talking to guests. And tonight in studio, very excited, I've got two gentlemen here with the names of Andre Grobler and Marco Buffa. I always get that Buffa wrong. Yeah. Welcome, Marco.
Thanks, bud. A long time no see. I'm glad to be here with the people's champ.
Yeah. Well, welcome, Andre.
Thank you, Steve.
And we're going to be talking a little bit about what you guys have been up to, particularly the new business you guys have got running called Splinters Workshop. And we're going to get into that and tell me a little bit about it. But welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to be here.
I'm hoping that everybody can hear me clearly. This mic is... I hate this mic, I tell you that. You know, you get those mics that just never are your friends. You know that, Mark.
Get to headbutt them.
This one's getting close to that with me. I tell you, I've changed it like six times, and I still don't have joy with it. But let's not talk about mics. Let's talk about Splinters Workshop. Now, Marco, we've known each other a couple of years.
Yeah, 20 years.
Yeah, going back to DJ days.
Yeah, some event out in the Bushveld with Nando's, I remember, was one of our...
Was Nando's the client?
Yeah, it took us 2.5 hours to get home.
let me start you with you, because that's the most direct line for me. Events, DJing, comparing, MCing, that was the part of that marker that I knew.
Yeah, behind the scenes... radio music jock that I enjoy doing, the MC work for the corporate world, things move on. You get older, the responsibilities come with children, getting married, settling down, and the late nights, they become a bit more difficult. So you start seeing your wife down the passages.
Oh, I know
that. You come to bed and she's going to work. So it didn't work after a while, and it was time to move on.
Okay. All right. We're going to get into how we got to where we are now.
Yeah, sure.
A little bit about yourself, Andre. What's the background?
So it's nothing to do with workshops at all, Stephen.
Except, obviously, we're not talking about sponsoring my opponent when I was a professional boxer. We're not
going to talk about it's funny you mention that, because I remember one of the fights, and I can't remember who you were fighting. It was at Empress.
Yeah.
At Empress. Probably all your fights were there.
Yeah, I did a lot of fights at Empress, yeah.
And it was a box and dine as well. And one of our guys, he's in fact one of the directors of Splinters, he'd never been to boxing before, and he was screaming, and he was using expletives about what you should do or the other guy should do. I don't know who he was supporting. But I had to stop him and tell him, listen, the people here are different to the kind of guys they'll murder you.
Yeah, they get up and I'll keep
And when we left, we kind of let him walk out by himself for a while first.
All right, what's your background?
So I've been in business as an entrepreneur for years, Stephen, we have a business called, and it's field marketing, it's a strange word, but I don't know what else to call it. Mm. So companies outsource to us, and we run field forces for them.
What's a field force?
So human beings that are all over the country doing something.
Promotion stuff.
So that as well. So the ones you'd know would be setting up the national lottery for Gidani, for example. We would manage the retailer network, find all those places where you put a terminal in, put them in, train people, support them, look after them, put up their merchandising, cancel them if they hadn't paid their stuff, find new guys. And that takes a massive field force of people doing stuff in the field.
Sure.
We've done that for various companies, Standard Bank, healthcare, and currently our major client, we have a massive field force for Time Bank, the latest...
T-H-Y-M-E.
Stands for Take Your Money Everywhere.
Take Your Money. Is that what it stands for?
Yeah, well, that was its origins.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
And that's got sort of quite a history, but...
Okay.
give them a pound too, because they were wonderful.
Is that still going?
It is indeed.
Okay.
And it's a business that I've owned, but my partners have taken that over. Mm. And so they expect me to work a bit every day, a bit of wisdom. You know, you talk about the age. So as you get old, a bit like boxing, you've got to be shrewd. You know?
No,
what's that fancy Buerta stuff? You know, you get smarter as you get older, because otherwise you get dawned.
Yes.
And so that does still exist, but it pays the bills. And it's given me the opportunity for this gig.
Yes.
That we could afford to do this. You know?
Okay. COVID hit last year.
Yeah. Best year of my life.
Well, that was the best year of my life as well, so that's funny. But let's talk about your year.
My year, so coming out of DJing, I had to find employment. I had to find something. I had to innovate. I need to make ends meet. And I started a company called Decor Parquet Floors. And soon became one of the largest parquet installers and refurbishers in South Africa. But when COVID hit, it was a time when, how can you go and refurbish parquets or install parquet when you can't go into the person's house?
Pretty much can't go anywhere.
Exactly. So having contracts cancelled didn't help much, and soon I was left with nothing. Mm. I had to start scheming how I'm going to make ends meet again. And Andrea and I had been having a chat for about 7 years on this concept. It went through a couple of bottles of Jack every time we saw each other at gigs. So it was actually Maritsu Bazan, was his wedding anniversary. And the first time we actually sat and spoke about it over a bottle of Jack. So you know how conversations go. You tend to solve the world's problem all at once, especially when you're well lubricated. And it went from one party to a next, and one conversation to a next. And when COVID hit, it was like the right time to do it.
Yeah.
Sharing a co-space with people so that they can come and have fun and obviously do work and take... You know, there's a lot of people that don't have the facilities that we're offering.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about
all of that
right now. I just wanted to get around before we actually jump into what it's about and understand each other. One thing I do want to just touch on before we go into why we're here is that one of the things that, and it's a shout out to you.
Mm.
During the whole COVID thing, in particularly the first part of the lockdown, the first sort of 3 months of it, everybody was suffering, including yourself. And
Stephen.
you went out of your way to lend a hand to everybody. You sort of put out there, and you were out there helping people across the board. I mean, I think I don't know how many you helped, but I can imagine it was more than I know, more than most people know. And you even lent a call to me saying, "Are you all right? Do you need anything? Can I help?" And I want to just say on behalf of myself and a lot of people out there that know you, thank you for that, because I think that was really special. And I think because of the way and the nature of who you are, whatever comes from this is going to be a success because of that. So congrats and well done on that.
Thank you, Stephen. A big shout out goes to Maritsu Bazan, who helped a friend. Help a Friend was the initiator, and together we made a difference in a lot of people's lives. A lot of people that didn't have food, and continually up to today, the one of the organizations out in Rustikana in Vanderbijl, that we occasionally support, and whenever we get an anonymous donation from some person, the money goes to buying the food that they so dearly need. On Christmas, I think we fed close on to 300 people for their meal. But again, Stephen, it's karma. You look at Andre, and Andre will tell you, do good and it's going to come back to you.
100%.
But we don't go out of our, we don't start something with that premise in mind, you know.
No.
And I was like you, sitting on my couch going, what am I going to do? And I found the joy in helping people. Took me away from my dreary, ugly existence that was happening and all the problems that I was facing.
Sure.
And so when I phoned people, I said, listen, are you okay? I need something. I need this. I need that. And we'd phone around and make a gap.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Stephen. It's really, that really means
thank you
a lot there.
Okay, let's talk. Bottle of Jack's flown.
Yes.
And now we get to the concept. Now, tell me about the concept. Andre, tell me what is the concept?
So I'll tell you where it started, Steve. I've always enjoyed a bit of DIY, make stuff at home, etc., yeah. and so on. And I've always had a few tools and a few things. And probably about 7 years ago, a colleague who happens to be my lawyer said to me, he'd bought a building in Jeppes Town from a wealthy client, and he bought it as an investment, but it was full of tools and equipment. And he knew I kind of liked that sort of stuff, and I should go and have a look at it. Maybe I wanted to buy the stuff. And I said, you know, well, what did you want for it? He said, $200,000. And I went to have a look, and there was this building with a completely furnished woodwork center, if you like. Yeah. Every machine you could imagine. There was a metal work section with welding and cutting and etc. And this guy had just sold the building. He'd gone off to the Cayman Islands or somewhere fancy and just left this behind. And my mate didn't quite know what to do with this. He just had this stuff. Mm. And it was worth R1 million. He sure. itemized everything, etc. And I said, Jesus, you know, I just didn't know where to put the stuff. Because big machines, big saws and all kinds of stuff. And he said, look, there's no hurry. And we left it. Anyway, somebody at work said to me, check out this place, when I told him about it, called Tech Shop in the States. And Tech Shop was a sort of a walk-in center where you could do prototyping and design and electronics, etc., for rent. You could rent space. So the principle was, it's like a gym. You hire space, yeah. and there's all the equipment that you need. And I thought, hell, that's what I could do with this. What if I made a gym, but with all this equipment?
Yeah.
But the time wasn't right, and I was busy with the business, and I mothballed the idea, kicked it, and that's when I met Marco.
But you had already bought the equipment?
No, I didn't buy it. I didn't. But I had an option to buy it. There was no rush.
Oh, okay.
You know?
It was sitting there waiting.
And I met Marco, and I said, listen, I can buy this stuff. When I heard he works in wood and flooring and had some machines, you came and looked, if I remember.
No, we did.
We looked at the stuff, and we said, hell, it's an absolute bargain, but we don't know where to put the stuff. He's busy with his flooring business. I'm busy with my business. And so we didn't buy the equipment. Uh-huh. And the guy sold it to somebody else. No problem with that. But that was the discussion of going, we should do this one day.
Sure.
And every time we met...
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and it was just a concept of saying, wouldn't it be cool to have a place where we've got all the machinery and place people come and work?
Yeah.
You can hire time, space, machinery, and we know what we're doing, and we could just play there, we could make stuff, we could teach people,
yeah.
get some other guys in. And that was the concept, yeah. And it's the first business thing I've ever done. I didn't actually have a proper plan. Just let's just do this, you know? So I wouldn't get an MBA for what we've done here. Yeah. But it'll probably work, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so then how do we get to it now becoming reality, though?
How did that come about?
Because everything was gone and taken away.
Yeah, but the concept remained.
Yeah,
and we would meet quite regularly. He was busy with his business, I was busy with mine. You know, the time just wasn't right to stop doing what we were doing and go with something else. And the beginning of COVID was a beginning of the end, if you like, for what Marco was doing, because he had some of these big clients, banks, and they've got all these Lani floors and boardrooms, and they're not even using those buildings to this day. Well, I'll tell you a story about that just now as well. About how you scale flooring to get started.
I forgot about that.
I'm the brains and the crook behind that sort of stuff, you know. And anyway, Marco had a lot of good equipment, really top-end woodworking equipment, and people in that sort of world would know what a thicknesser is and a planer and a panel saw and stuff. And so I said, well, you know, that's the same stuff we saw in the workshop.
Yeah.
Why don't we just put this into the new business?
Yeah.
Why don't you get shot at this damn flooring thing, which is now starting to bleed you?
Yeah.
Hey, let's take a punt on this thing and let's get going. It was a good opportunity. I was kind of phasing out of the day-to-day business I was in. I had really good partners that were taking care of everything. I said, I don't want to do the hard jobs. I want to have fun. And that's kind of when we said, okay, let's do this.
And that's the birth of... Splinters Workshop.
Yeah.
Splinters Workshop.
Yeah.
Okay, why Splinters Workshop? Purely because you get splinters.
Can't get into that, Steve. Yeah, it took us 6 months, literally 6 months of throwing names around. We went from everything from woodpeckers to, name it. It was, I don't know, splinters just stuck. It was the one name that one of the directors, Bilal, And a big shout out to Bilal tonight. I don't know if he's listening. yeah, he came up with splinters. And yeah, and then splinters, a lot of Maurizio says, no, you don't want splinters as a name. Splinters or sore. You know, I mean, really?
When I first heard Splinter, funny enough, when I first saw Splinter's Workshop, I didn't look to see what it was that you were doing. I just saw Splinter's Workshop. I thought of the Ninja Turtles. okay, maybe that's my youth. But I did. I first thought, oh, Splinter, is that like the rat? Or like, are you teaching like fighting or self-defense? Or I don't know. That was just the thought that came to me.
I never thought it would go there, to be honest.
No, I mean...
You know, one of the hardest things in business when you've got strong partners is actually choosing a name, because you've got to have a thick skin. If you want to say, hey, let's call it this, you know, and we can't use the kind of language on air that guys express, and they're telling you what they think of your idea.
All right, so we got Splinter's Workshop, and we're going to go into hard works, and we're going to go into that right now. Castles Council. Yes, it's the Early Late Show. We're back in studio at Castles Council, and sitting with me, Marco and Andre from Splinter's Workshop. All right, we've got to the opening of Splinter's Workshop. Where is it, by the way? Where is it based?
Okay, it's based just outside Bedford View, in an area called Wychwood.
Oh, no, Wychwood.
Yeah, Wychwood. So it's... the complete shop is about, I would call it about 450 meters from the Cleveland M2 exit.
Okay.
The M2. So the
pretty easy to get to.
Easy. A couple of corners and you're basically in our store.
Okay. All right. So now tell me, Splinter's Workshop. What is it you guys? You said that you can rent space and do this. So what is it that you do? Let's go through because I imagine there's a whole lot of different sort of avenues of how it works, or what it is that you guys are up to.
Well, what do? We basically an open access workshop that has all the facilities, all the machinery, all the hand tools, all the power tools that you would need in a workshop of your own to manufacture anything out of wood. We do light. We do have a light metal section, so you can do your light welding as well. But generally, anything that you'd like to produce out of wood, we've got from a wide bell sander, which is one of our biggest machines that people enjoy using because they're not often available to the public. Then you've got the panel saws.
What's a wide bell sander?
Okay, so what you have?
Talking to somebody here that's
okay. All right, so
talk slowly. What's a wide belt sander?
Wide belt sander is one massive machine that holds a very wide.
Don't you love the way he's showing with his hands on radio?
Yeah,
brilliant.
No, it's brilliant. Just,
I'm Italian.
Thank God I'm around to like.
Okay, so how wide is this?
900. You get them in various sizes. We've got a 900 millimeter wide, so 90 centimeter wide belt sander. And this allows for a standard tabletop to get passed through.
Oh, so you can sand it and get it smooth.
Exactly. So we can take it down from a 36 grit, which is a very rough grit, down to what you'd need as a final finish of about 150 grit. So we'll slowly work our way through all the sandpapers until you get to the sandpaper that you'd need as a finished, perfectly smooth top.
Okay, now as a guy... Not really understanding exactly all this process. Do you every time have to change the belt?
Yeah.
So you have to put a new belt on every time you want to go down and you're down.
So the sanding process is literally scratching on timber.
Yeah.
And to remove a lot or excess of the excess material, you start with the very rough grit papers.
Yeah.
The roughest we're using in wood at the moment is a 36 grit. It would take off your skin if you had to rub it against your hand or your arm. And then it goes to a 40. What we use in the workshop is a 40.
Yeah.
Then it doubles to an 80. Then a 120. And we finish off with a 150 grit. Now, 150 grit would be the perfect finish to accept an oil finish or a varnish. And so that it would be able to stick to it.
All right. Now, so you, can you... So do you... So like. I'm just trying to think now. I've got this idea in my head. I wanted to build this stand.
Yeah.
Well, because I've got a record player, I've got a tape deck still, I've got all CD player, and I want to build all of it into one stand where I can still utilize it. Now.
Yes.
So would I go to you guys and say, I want to build this thing, and come and rent a space, and that's what it is? Or do you guys go into the plant, help me design it, or to what? So what? Okay, so let's use
all of the above. The one thing we wouldn't do is make it for you. Let's hear what I make, because we do a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. You know, so let's take me as the test sample here. I come to you, I've got an idea, I want to build this hi-fi stand. And I say to you, this is what I want to do. Do you guys help me with the actual design? Tell me what size, I've got to give you what sizes things are, and you go through the process of designing and planning it with me?
Yeah.
Or is it pretty much I've got to come in there and then there's the tools and good luck?
No, Stephen, we won't be able to. We won't do that to you. I mean, by the design work, you'd also understand, get an idea from yourself what the use is, and then based on that, the different types of timber that are available. You might want to do a solid timber. You might want to do an engineered timber. You might want to do an MDF, which is a composite timber that is smashed together with high density and adhesive. Mm. And those boards have different purposes.
Yeah.
So you'd use an MDF for a structural scenario where you're not seeing the board, but you'd use a solid wooden timber for the areas that are visible.
Yeah.
For the beauty of the natural timber.
Okay. So now the question, very simply, is this: now, for that process, is there a consulting, like, where you got to first an appointment and you consult and you talk about it before we get into the actual workshop? How do you guys do that? Like,
so typically what would happen, Stephen, and it ranges. So there's somebody like yourself who says, look, I don't know what to do, but I want a thing.
Yes.
You know? And it's got to fit my stuff. You
sound just like me.
And on the other end, there's the professional that says, I'm a carpenter, but I just want to use your machines.
Yeah. Okay. Those guys are simple to look after, because it's a matter of them coming in and paying you for the time.
Yeah.
And I imagine that's how you do it.
And signing the indemnity.
Yeah, very important.
Yeah.
So they pay for time. Now, a guy like me, and I'm sure there are a lot of them out there right now that have got these little ideas that they want to do around their home, and they don't know how to get it done, and they may be keen to try it themselves. What's the process now? I phone you guys up, and I say,
I want to do this. Up,
yeah,
and you say, I want to do this thing.
Okay.
And we say, why don't you come on over?
Okay.
Tell us what you want to do, etc.
So is there a consultation?
Yeah.
And like, how's that? What's the consultation cost?
Nothing. Coffee. We buy the coffee even.
Really?
I make the best cappuccino in town.
I'm not complaining about the coffee. I'm asking about that there's no consultation charge.
No.
One day there will be when we figure out how the hell to run this business. Okay? Yeah. But for now, we just
do it.
We're
like
just
that.
Cool. You know, so you come on in, and I mean it. You know, that's what happens for now and for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
And we'd have a yak about it. We say, do you know how to make anything? No, you don't. Well, it must look good. You know, you want nice looking wood like that cabinet behind you, or does it matter? You want to paint it, etc.
Okay.
We've got Wi-Fi and we've got printers, so you can print your plans out, you can download stuff, design it for you, etc. While you have a coffee, while you talk to us, and then we'd figure out what it would cost. We'd say, well, you want to come on in, we'll help you.
Okay, so now the cost. Have you got the supply of the material there?
Everything on site.
So you would say, listen, you need a sheet of
X
of this wood,
and then
obviously that's the whatever price you are charging for it, that's what we buy, and then there's a time charge for manufacturing that.
So we call that bench time.
Okay.
And so at this point it's 200 rand an hour for bench time.
Wow.
Yeah. I can't even remember the number, 500 bucks for half a day. And that would be, you can come in, you got every tool. I mean, it's not just like a chisel. It's got power tools.
So I can move around and ask for other tools.
And we've got guys that will help you and advise you.
Okay, so that's the next question. Guys that can help me. Now, let's say I'm building something, I need something to help me, like move it or lift it.
There are people that
comes with it.
And it comes as part of my hour, right?
Yeah. All inclusive.
Yep.
Are you guys sure you know what you're doing?
Talk to us in a year when we're asking you for money.
Okay, so it's pretty much all inclusive. It sounds a little bit unreal.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like a great bargain.
It's opening special.
Okay, no, that's fantastic. Now, the other question, thinking of it now, what about consumables?
Okay.
So how does that work? Like, obviously I'd need screws or would need glue or I would need...
Okay.
How does that work?
So definitely the consumables are something that we generally do not... supply as part of the service, but is available in store. So we've
got it there available.
Yeah, we've got a pro shop. Anywhere. No, you don't go nowhere else. We've got a pro shop, and that's fully kitted out by Tools for Wood. Toolsforward.co.za. The biggest online store. You pull in there, and they will give you anything and everything that's related to woodworking. They've also got different sites, tools for gardening, tools for steelwork, etc., etc. But Tools for Wood basically is our backer in the sense that anything that you need for your project, coming from a consumable to a physical tool, you can buy there on
site. So I don't have to go anywhere. Once I arrive, I'm there.
Okay. Yeah. But understand, Stephen, when we say every single tool, your workbench is fully kitted with professional kendo handles. So you've got all your scrapers, all your screwdrivers, all your pliers, all your hammers, the entire kit.
How many workbenches have you got?
15.
15.
Oh my Lord, so it's quite a big space. Yeah.
Everyone has got everything you could want. And then there's a separate station that has power tools. So you go over and you get yourself as many cordless drills as you want, sanders, routers, and you go over to your workbench and you work. And when you're finished, you put them back.
So going back to your consumables, we don't know what type of router you might need to get a specific finish that be suitable to your project. We online at that point in time put an order in on Tools for Wood, and within half an hour we get the tool or product delivered to your workshop.
So you can still the same time.
Yeah. Exactly.
While you're there.
So you might be interested in buying the Bosch Blue professional kits, the sander or the router or the drill that you're busy working on. You need it and you think you need it for maybe something later on at home, and you need to purchase it. You purchase it at a discounted rate, thanks to Tools Forward, in our store, in the pro shop, and within an hour, I think we've got an SLA with them within an hour, it's in your hands, or we'll deliver it to your house wherever you stay.
Oh wow, this is like a one stop.
It is.
And it sounds too good to be true. It really does sound too good to be true, because I'm just thinking of what normally goes on, and sometimes the pain of trying to do something on your own, with just maybe missing one tool or just a bit of space, suddenly now this is all available to you, and it's not like it's out of reach. Okay, so now that's Kippy coming in with an idea, and you said they got the professional guys and that. I saw you guys doing something with a whole lot of people on social media.
Yeah.
Now, what's that about?
Guns.
So those are what we call assisted courses. They've mostly been on Saturday mornings, and that's where we have something that we tell you we're going to be making this.
Like a project.
On Saturday, yeah.
Okay, what did you do last Saturday? It was Easter, so you didn't know.
Last Saturday, we didn't do anything. The weekend before, we did the tripod
lot. So, I saw that.
The theater lot.
What's tripods, that? Wooden tripods that you would, then you put a lamp on the top, an old theater spotlight.
Okay. So I could even make that and put like that selfie light on the top.
Yeah, for selfies. Exactly. you would, eh?
Okay, so how does that work? So how does that project work?
So what happens, people come on in, they book for that online.
Yes.
You pay for it online, and it does an immediate agreement with you, which is an indemnity, and it's saved in the cloud, and et cetera. So by the time you arrive, you're signed up, and you're ready to go.
Okay, now what is a project like that? I mean, I imagine that's like a group project.
Yeah.
Individual. We've had people come and do it themselves, or as couples, or as groups.
But Doug, don't you do it like at the same time on a Saturday morning?
Yeah, it all happens at the same time.
Time.
And what does that cost to do that sort of project?
The pricing varies depending
on the project.
Depending on the project.
Right, so what are the tripod cost?
So that
I'm
was
just trying to get a feel.
Now the tripod I think was $1,200. Yeah. The previous one was, but that included an antique theater, proper theater
light. And the electrical aspect.
And the plug and the cable and the wood, and it's beautiful. And you can make a large one standing in your lounge.
Yeah.
You go and look at that online. It cost you 4,000 or 5,000 rand for that. Yeah. And we're charging you 1,200, the most expensive thing we've got.
How long did it take to do that?
It takes me about 45 minutes.
How long did it take?
And it takes them 4 to 5 hours.
Okay. So it's a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he knows all the jippo moves.
Yeah. No, but I'm just thinking of the layman out there listening on thinking that this is like something I'd like to do.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we building this Saturday?
This Saturday?
What is this Saturday?
In fact, this Saturday somebody has hired the whole place through Tools for, and they're doing a spice rack that has test tubes.
Oh, I saw that.
For herbs, for spices.
Okay, so while we're saying I saw it, maybe if somebody wants to go look, your Facebook page is...
Splinters Workshop SA.
Splinters Workshop SA.
Yeah.
All right, so if you want to go and check it out, Facebook, Splinters Workshop SA, and you'll see the picture of that test tube.
The test tube, yeah. It was published again today.
What's the idea behind this? Is that like for shooters?
Bloody good idea.
Spice rack, buddy.
I think it could be for all the different flavors or whatever you call them of Zol, you know, because it's legal now, isn't it? Wouldn't that be quite nice to have a sort of a...
How big are the test tubes? Finger.
Just a bit about the size of your thumb.
Okay.
About the size of your thumb.
So it could be shooters.
It could be shooters, Stephen. Yeah, it could be shooters.
So if you own a bar and you would like something unique for your shooters for your bar,
excellent idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
To get hold of you guys and make up a couple of these things for a shooter.
One of our projects is a shooter. Right. Whatever you call it, like a handle with little holes, drill them, put the shooter.
Everybody does it.
Yeah, everyone's got it.
Like the idea. I think it's quite unique, that little like test tube shooter. It's something different.
Yeah, but Richard Bazan will have another field day with shooters.
So I think if you've got like four or five different or six different tequilas, you could do like a tequila tasting test tube. I've got these ideas. I'm going to start selling for you guys.
Okay, but what's happening on Saturday is...
it's a private...
It's not private at all. It's anybody can join.
Okay.
It's being sold on tools4.co.za. Tools, and then four as in the number, .co.za.
Okay.
You can buy the project online.
Okay.
And that will get you to make the test tube spice rack.
Yeah.
Okay. And then whatever you want to use it for, obviously it's up to you. But on that day, there is a manufacturer of spices that will ensure you've got spices to take home.
In the tubes,
and there's a curry, I think there's a bunny chow that is getting thrown in there as well, from Copper Leaf.
So right. The guy, what time does it all get going on Saturday?
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, we need to get the ball rolling.
All right, okay. So let's see what I'm doing on Saturday. I might be interested in this, but we'll talk. Guys, if you're interested and you'd like to ask any questions to the guys in studio, the number is 064-536-8228. That's 064-536-8228. So WhatsApp line, drop us a message. The guys will love to hear from you and they'll love to answer your questions. Yes, Castle Council. It's Tuesday night, radio today. We're in studio with Marco and Andre, and we're talking Splinters Workshop. A great concept. I'm loving the concept, and there's so many guys out there. There's a lot of guys out there that think they know what they're doing, and there's a lot of guys that know but just don't have the space to do what they want to do because of the way we live today. You know,
exactly.
Small dwellings, and not having that space, but would love to get out and maybe do their own thing. And I think it's a great concept. Tell me now, we speak about the projects that you run on a Saturday, and we spoke about coming in and ad hocly doing your own thing. Have you done any team building, like with companies coming in and with their guys?
So we haven't, but we've got two about to happen.
Okay. Is this the one on Saturday with...
No, this one's one with Sage. Give him a punt. And in fact, we have a boardroom across the way on about other business. So they're using the boardroom for some meetings, and then they got the whole team coming in to do stuff. And then for APSA as well.
Because I think it's a great concept because it's active, it's learning, and it's interaction. I think it's a lovely team building, something totally different. And I mean, I don't have anything like this in this country. And you guys spoke about something overseas like that.
Yeah.
But what's the... I mean, typically when you think of a workshop, you think of like sawdust everywhere and the holding. Do we get overalls when we arrive? Do we have to have overalls? Is a necessity? What's the setup like?
So the setup is neat, tidy, clean. And it all forms part of the health and safety that we strictly follow. This workshop obviously is a dangerous place. If you look at the workshops as well, with all the tools. So we need to have strict health and safety, and our directors ensure that this protocol is followed through quite intensely. So when you get there, there's a cup of coffee made by yours truly, the best coffee in town, and you get dished out with an apron, a Splinters Workshop apron that we ask you to wear. And what it basically does, it just tucks in all the loose clothing that, you know, could be floating around. Some people might have a tie or loose hanging shirts, jackets, jerseys, which could all get tied up or tangled up in the machinery. So we start off with that, and they're multicolored. So we've got black, red, and blue with our bright Splinters Workshop logo. And then after coffee with Linda's muffins that we have.
You're getting muffins.
Yeah. You must know. You get spoiled down there, boss. We move into the workshop, but now it's not your greasy, grimy, dirty ambience that you'd expect. Splinters is actually a neat environment, and we wanted to stay neat because you don't want any tripping hazards, number one. So everything's clean. Our workbenches, Andre will tell you, well, in fact, why don't you tell them about the workbenches, how we came up with the design?
You can see the different personalities. He's worried that you don't trip and that it's safe and whatever. Yeah. I just want it to look cool. So, we make a good team that way.
You need both. Yeah.
So when we wanted to do the workbenches, at first Marcus said, how we'll make them, we're a workshop. Mm. Yeah. But then it's going to look like your school woodwork center, if you ever remember that.
It's kind of
drab. Yeah. So the workbenches are actually made out of steel that looks like Meccano sets, the holes in them, etc.
Oh, wow.
And then the cupboards are all in a high gloss red, and the tabletops are white. Now, you wouldn't see that somewhere. It's funky. It really pops. And even the light, everyone's got a light hanging over it, which looks like an old Shell oil bloody... it looks like an old diner. We've got diners, they've got petrol pumps around the place.
So it's pretty funky.
It's got music, got beautiful music through the place. You can go, it's got an Alexa, you can go and ask it to play whatever you want. And
Alexa.
The music plays.
Excuse me.
Yeah, you've got to hear.
There you go.
Sister,
I've got to imagine.
It's the only woman that listens to me in my life.
So when are you open? What's the trading times that's available? Is it like 6 days a week, 5 days a week?
We open 6 days a week, 7:30 until 5:30. We'll stay open later upon request to suit a client's needs. We basically Saturdays from 8 until 1:30. Sundays we close.
The time will come when it's open from morning till night because a lot of people will want to come after work.
And
on Sundays.
You're going to start, as demand grows, so does the time, I imagine.
It's a bit like a hotel. We've got this facility. We really need to use it and utilize it, and people will want to work in leisure time.
I love the concept. And now you said there is also welding on site in case there's a little bit of... Yeah. And who's the welder?
Well,
could I mean,
probably me.
What happens in that case? Like, if somebody comes in and says, I want to build this thing and they aren't sure how to use a particular tool.
Yeah.
Do you teach them how to use it? Obviously, because there must be a bit of safety issue in terms of that. How does that work? So you would actually educate them on the actual tool and then maybe take them through the first part of it.
Yeah. So in my case, if somebody's asking me how to use a woodwork tool, I'll gladly assist them and always pick up on the health and safety issues around using the tools. When it comes to metal work, I'd rather hand them to Andre, and if he's not sure, then we'll call in Tools 4, who in turn bring the mat weld to come and hold courses on a Saturday. So anybody wanting to learn how to do some welding, we get hold of mat weld, and we will run the course on how to do normal arc welding. We also will soon be getting the TIG and MIG welder, and we're in the process of getting the plasma cutter from Matt Weld as well. So our metalwork section's coming up pretty fast.
Fantastic. I've just got a message, and I presume it's somebody from on your side, because they've just given us a 500 Rand voucher giveaway competition on Facebook. There's a 500 giveaway competition on Facebook. Competition they just sent us. to enter. So you guys can enter it. They just sent us the thing about it. I don't know who sent it. Obviously, somebody on your side of the world. I'm not sure. I'll check it out and I'll post it up and let everybody know about it to see what it's about. I see there's some competition running, which is fantastic. It's Tuesday night, the Early Late Show, Castle's Council with Marco and Andre talking Splinters Workshop. A great concept. Gentlemen, we're talking about, I'm talking about building a little hi-fi stand and we're talking about building tripods. How big a project can we bring into the I mean, how big, what is the biggest that you would allow? I mean, where are we with that?
So I don't quite know what a big project might be, but from an equipment point of view.
Yes, well, yeah.
We've got the kind of machinery that will cut the largest board that you can get, which I think is about 2.5 meters by 1.5 meters. There's a saw that it fits onto, and it will slide and cut that. Marco was doing a fairly poor job of explaining to you what a wide belt sander was earlier, and grits and stuff like that. In essence, the thing you make pasta with? It's a bit like a roller thing like that.
Yes.
But you can put an entire tabletop into it, and it comes out the other end automated, and it's been sanded. So it would take, a minute to sand an entire tabletop. Yeah, maybe you've got to change the belt to go down, but you would finish an entire table in 20 minutes. Now that would take you hours
using any other pieces of
equipment.
I would imagine.
So these large machines, but people can't just come and use that. They're kind of demarcated and everyone's painted with red on the bottom. Okay. Red machine you're not allowed near until you're certified.
Okay, well, what is certified?
So you've been through training by us and you've been authorized, you can go to that machine.
So if my project required that, you guys would take care of that without
me? Yeah, we'd assist you there.
Yeah, it required us to do it, we would do it for you. We don't let people go there. So the Saturday people don't go to those machines.
Because it's obviously dangerous. So what sort of machinery is it? You spoke about one.
So there's a thing called a thicknesser.
A thicknesser?
You put a piece of wood into it and it
trims
it down. And it kind
of
shaves a piece off the top until you get it to an exact.
So almost like planer.
It's a planer.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's exactly what it is. And it does it automatically. And it's a massively industrial piece of machine. So you put planks through this thing and they come out the other end beautifully planed. And there's sanding machines that are just massive, router, lathe.
Yeah.
We've even got a thing called a CNC router. May not mean much
to you.
It's like a big flatbed with a programmable capability, and it cuts wood and does the patterns.
So you can do patterns and that kind of
all that
stuff. Oh, I've seen that.
Whether you engrave it or you cut it.
Is that like an engraver?
Yeah, it engraves and cuts.
Engraves and cuts, yeah.
Okay.
And carves.
So could I engrave my name on it?
Stephen, I could make the Early Late Show with Stephen Castle on timber, and I'd make it into a 3D skyline. So you'd have the depth of the different skylines that you have on your logo.
I'm starting to see a project.
No, you're starting to see a project.
I'm starting to see another project.
And that's just the CNC router. The laser on the other side, I could engrave on anything from as soft as paper up to steel.
So that's all computerized.
It'll just put
the wood down and then put your design on, and then it'll do it.
Yeah.
See, that's okay. So there's the ideas are endless. At the end of the day, if you've got an idea or a project or something you want to do, you could probably get a piece of wood and you could engrave an artwork that could be used as a picture.
Exactly.
You could do that.
I could do a top box sign. I could do, whatever you wanted to done.
And how's that costed out there?
It's costed out by hour. It gets costed out by hour. So how long the machine actually has to operate, plus the consumable. So on the CNC router, you've got the bit. That's the most expensive part.
Yeah.
But once you purchase it and it goes out and it does its job, that bit is yours. You take it home, you can come back the next time and utilize the same bit.
Okay.
The CNC, the laser on the other hand, is basically built out per hour. There's an hourly charge for the drawing or the setup if it is required, if you don't have the program yourself. And and then we just basically download it and put it onto those machines.
All right. Anything wood, any project, pretty much any size, you guys are available.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and say ridiculous price, and then say ridiculously cheap. For me, it sounds ridiculously cheap. It sounds like it's I'm excited because I've got something maybe to do with it. And as again, it's something I can do with one or two mates, come in and we can each have our own projects and just come and do some work.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be on a Saturday. It can be during the week. If you've got time off in the week, come and do some time.
Exactly.
In bed with you. Now tell me, big question. I've got a lot of questions coming through on the WhatsApp line here, asking, how can guys get hold of you other than Facebook? What other ways are there to get hold of you? We're going to take these down. We're going to post them as well.
Sure.
But run through them now so we can
quickly,
just...
Quickly, you can... the easiest way to do it is www.splintersworkshop.co.za.
Well, that's easy.
That's as easy as it comes. And then from there, contact us. You'll see there's our telephone numbers, all the social media platforms. We're on all of them.
Instagram,
Twitter, name it. We're on all of them. Look for us, completely available. I can give out my cell phone number.
Give out your number.
It's 082-415-3577.
For the best coffee in town.
For the best coffee in town. Absolutely.
All right, so guys, if anyone's out there that's interested in building something or even just learning the simplest things, I think it's a great concept. And I could only wish you guys the best of success. And I'm probably going to get you guys back on here telling me how great it's going. You've opened another branch or you've got another one happening and you get more people, looking for more people to get involved.
So it is the dream, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is a typical job. This is how cool is this for a bunch of guys to have a workshop like this?
Do you get ladies coming?
Yeah. Mostly.
Do you get ladies?
Mostly.
Mostly?
Yeah. No, I think it's because of me, but yeah, it is what it is, you know.
Probably is because of you.
Yeah, and then they also get a coffee, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So for now, it's an experiment, it's a vanity project, it's a passion project, and it's really just a cool idea.
Yeah.
But everything we're doing properly, from the health and safety, and we joke about it, but it's properly done, to the other website, properly done, the insurance, the indemnity, properly done, even the workshop. And we're packaging everything. So wouldn't it be cool that there was a national franchise of this one?
I think it's a fantastic
idea. That's the
dream.
We've got to do this first and get it right.
I think it's a great idea. And it's something I even would encourage you guys to look at offering kids classes during the week as an extramural.
We've had requests for kids classes.
So somebody else is just as clever as I am.
Yeah.
So I think it's a great concept that you guys are onto here. I think it's something definitely that would definitely spin out. Because I think there's a need for, as I said, the space to be able to do something, even if you know how to do it. We just don't have the space available to us, and I think you guys are providing that now, providing expertise, and I love the team building, I love the projects. I think it's a wonderful idea, and I wish you guys everything of the best. I hope it goes from strength to strength.
If I can take this opportunity, and I'd like to offer you a huge voucher for your next bachelor party, if ever the lady gets to tie you down properly, Mr. Castle, any lady gets to tie you down properly, I want your bachelor to be taken care of by us at Splinters.
That's a brilliant idea as well. Yeah. Bachelor parties, guys. So anybody out there, bachelor parties, get hold of these guys. Splinters Workshop, .co.za, Splinters Workshop Facebook, Splinters Workshop Instagram, everywhere. Guys, get hold. This is if you're tired of paintball, go-karting, all that other nonsense that
walking
guys
on
are
coals.
Yeah, walking on coals. Exactly that, Andre.
Yeah.
Get hold of these guys and get involved. I don't know. I'm running out of superlatives to say how great this concept is. I think
Thank
it's fantastic.
You,
and I'd love to see, I know you guys are out in Bedford, I'd love to see one in the north somewhere. Yeah, I'd love to see one in Cape Town as soon as possible. And I'm sure if anybody out there is listening who's interested in our concept and would like to get hold of you guys as well about creating another one in another sort of town, get hold of these guys as well, because they're passionate, they're excited, and they'll be, I'm sure, more than willing to look at expanding the Splinters Workshop.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
Guys, thanks for coming.
It's an absolute pleasure, Stephen.
Thanks for being here on Castle's Council tonight. Drive safely home. As I always say, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
Castle.